Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Elise Reads Podcast, Part 1, Q&A 2023. Yes, I'm doing a little video recording instead. Nope, not a video recording. I'm making a voice recording so that you can listen to this wherever you are, before going to bed, if you're driving a car, if you're on a bus, on your way to a school or work or whatever. You get it. So let's start. It is in total 56 questions. And here's the first one. Mike P saying, I can't think of any right now, but I would love to organize an interview with you for the radio show for the new album soon. That would be very fun. I would love to make an interview with you, Mike P. Jim Thomas, my absolute biggest question, together with a lot of others, I have to say, is will there be any VIP opportunities for the North American tour this time around, since the previous one was unfortunately COVID cancelled? Was super bummed that I missed out on missing my favorite singer of all time. Thank you so much. I'm very flattered by that compliment. Thank you. Yeah, the previous tour was very well organized. Everything was full on, all in, as we call it, headline tour. Basically, it was our own tour that we organized, and it was cancelled. This time around, it's Dragon Force tour. They are headlining, and we are just guests, so we are not making any of the plans. We are just coming along. We did ask about VIP already some months ago, and they said the venues are too small. We can't do VIP, two bands in the venue at the same time. Before doors is usually when, well, that's the optimal time to do the meet and greet. Also for, that way you get early access to the venue and like that kind of benefits. But we are still discussing this matter, and we haven't been able to come up with another conclusion. If any of you guys have some advice regarding this, please let me know. Okay, Eli Bursma. What has been your favorite stage outfit, and what has been your favorite music video outfit? My favorite stage outfit was the one I used on the Sabaton European tour, because it was the first piece that I designed and got the costume made for me by Katarina, was the one who sewed it. Amazing. But she told me and she warned me, she said it should be real leather because, yeah, it's easier to make it in real leather, and the amount of work she puts in there, she said, it's going to last longer, the quality is going to be better, and everything is better. But I insisted. I said, no, I want to go vegan clothes only for me. And so she ordered some kind of pure leather or fake leather, which is basically just plastic and it doesn't breathe at all. So I got skin fungus from that stage outfit, and it was terrible, and I will not be able to use it again, or that's why I didn't use it anymore. For a video, I have to say it's the corset I used for Archangel, and it's also because it was designed only for me and by this amazing Polish designer, who I then later saw did something for Madonna for a Vogue cover, and yeah, her stuff is just fantastic, and it was of course very exciting for me to get something special. It was also, on the other hand, extremely uncomfortable. It was in hard plastic, like hard plastic, and it cut my skin open, and it was terrible, extremely, extremely uncomfortable. Otherwise, I would have liked to keep it and use it for tours or whatever, but that wasn't possible, not with that specific piece at least. Which is sad, but I actually did write her and asked if she could make it, like remake it, but in a better material. And we had a good discussion, and then COVID hit, so I lost the thread. Anyways, next question. David Clark, can I get a picture with you and Margarita after your Houston show? After the show? Well, actually, that might be possible if you are willing to leave your spot in the audience wherever you're going to be standing, and find us somewhere, maybe by the bus or in the backstage door or something. Let's talk about it. I have you here on Patreon, which makes it much more easy for me to stay in touch. So please remind me again, send me a message, and I see what I can do. Okay, Nev. Well, since... Okay, I missed one question. Okay, I come back. Okay, I do it now. Eli, what was your favorite music video to shoot? And which one are you most proud, happy of since the release? Any you wish you could change? I wish I could change a little bit here and there. In every video, probably. Because I'm a control freak and a perfectionist. But I'm happy with most of the stuff. Some of the stuff I'm not so happy with. But it's very sad because sometimes you choose to work with someone you didn't work with in the past. And you pay much more money than you paid anyone in the past. And you expect to get the best result. And then you get the worst result. And that's... something out of my control. So, what can you do? I wish I could change that. Basically, change the decision to trust others. Okay. And what has been your favorite music video to shoot? Yeah, okay. So that was... I mean, I can never forget the first video shoot we did, which was for Hunger. I mean, how exciting was that? I'm also very proud of that I was able to arrange the castle, for example, was the place I used to work. And I just called the office and asked if we could use that for the video, and it was fine. So I'm very happy about that. And also the private jet, this was my father's best friend who was very nice to lend us the stuff. Hello, he lended us his private jet, and I was very proud and very happy, and I know it looked really cool as a result. And the actual shoot was extremely fun to do. I love to make all those action-inspired music videos. That was like the biggest, one of the reasons I wanted to make. Like for me, it's always been like, if we have a band and if you're able to make a music video, why not make it super interesting, like a short movie? And that's what we did for many, many years. And we'll continue doing and continue to do actually ever since. Also, I have to say I didn't like the actual shooting maybe, but I do like the result of Digital World because that's the concept was entirely my idea. And I think it turned out very classy, and it's still one of my favorites. Okay, now I haven't missed anything. Yeah, it was Nev who wanted to ask something a bit grander and longer. Okay, what are the next great adventures for you? Is there a shift in the modus operandi of Amaranth and or Illicit? Are you working on touring less and applying yourself more to producing songs for others? Or is this a fortunate series of events in the chaos of it all with unknown continuity? Can you keep up the pace of going faster like a bullet round around the world, hitting all the stages, or are you starting to like staying at home? Are you starting to like staying at home just that tiny bit more to reduce or even minimize touring. Is Amaranth going to consider touring Eastern Europe soon, or should I plan a concert vacation in some big European venue sometime in 2024-25? Let's do it like this. Let's have a break here. Let me think, and I will be back with the next Q&A episode soon.